ESPN alone, eating donuts alone, saying my prayers alone. Now that Jordan's in love, and Dad's living in a hospital. Basketball rule number 9. When the game is on the line, don't fear. Grab the ball, take it to the hoop. As we're about to leave for the final game, the phone rings. Mom shrieks. I think the worst. I ask JB if he heard that. He's on his bunk listening to his iPod. Mom rushes past our room, out of breath. JB jumps down from his bunk. What's wrong, Mom? I ask. She says, Dad had another attack. Now, don't worry. I'm going hospital. See you two at game. Vroom. Her car starts. JB, what should we do? I ask. He's no longer listening to music, but his tears are loud enough to dance to. He laces his sneakers, runs out of our room. The garage door opens. I hear flop, flop, flop from the straws on the spokes of his bicycle wheels as he follows Mom to the hospital. I hear the clock. Tick, tock, tick, tock. I hear Dad. You should play in the game, son. A horn blows. I hear slam, slam, slam as I shut the door of Vondi's dad's car. I hear screech, screech, screech as we pull away from the curb on our way to the county championship game. During warm-ups, I miss 4 layups in a row, and Coach Hawkins says, Josh, you sure you're able to play? It's more than okay if you need to go to the hospital with your fam. Coach, my dad is going to be fine, I say. Plus, he wants me to play. Son, you telling me you're okay? Can a deaf person write music? I ask Coach. He raises his eyebrows, shakes his head, and tells me to go sit on the bench. I excuse myself to the locker room to check my cell phone, and there are texts from Mom. Text messages from Mom, part 2. 5:47. Dad's having complications, but he's gonna be fine and says he loves you. Good luck tonight. Dad's 5:47. Gonna be fine. Jordan says he still doesn't feel like playing, but I made him. 5:48. Go to the game to show support. Look for him, and don't get lazy on your 5:48. Crossover. For Dad. My free throw flirts with the rim and loops, twirls for a million years, then drops, and for once, we're up. 49-48. 5 dancers on stage, leaping, jumping so high, so fly, 11 seconds from sky. A hard drive, a fast break, their best player slices the thick air toward the goal. His pull-up jumper floats through the net. Then everything goes slow motion. The ball, the player. Coach calls timeout with only 5 seconds to go. I wish the ref could stop the clock of my life. Just one more game. I think my father is dying, and now I am out of bounds when I see a familiar face. Behind our bench, my brother, Jordan Bell, head buried in sweet tea, his eyes welling with horror. Before I know it, the whistle blows, the ball in my hand, the clock running down. My tears running faster. The last shot. 5. A bolt of lightning on my kicks. The court is sizzling. My sweat is drizzling. Stop all that quivering, 'cause tonight I'm delivering. I'm driving down the lane, sliding. 4. Dribbling to the middle, gliding like a black eagle. The crowd is rumbling, rustling, roaring. Take it to the hoop. Take it to the hoop. Three, two, watch out, 'cause I'm about to get dirty with it. About to pour filthy sauce all over you. Oh, did you see McNasty cross over you? Now I'm taking you, ankle breaking you. You're on your knees, screaming, please, baby, please. One, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's up, up, up. My shot is flowing, flying, fluttering. Oh, the chains are jingling, ringling, and swingling. Swish. Game over. Overtime. Article number 2 in the Daily News. January 14th. Professional basketball player Charlie Chuck Demand Bell collapsed in a game of one-on-one with his son Josh. After a complication, Bell died at St. Luke's Hospital from a massive heart attack. According to reports, Bell suffered from hypertension and had 3 fainting spells in the 4 months before his collapse. Autopsy results found Bell had a large, extensively scarred heart. Reports have surfaced that Bell refused to see a doctor. One of his former teammates stated, "He wasn't a big fan of doctors and hospitals, that's for sure." Earlier in his life, Bell chose to end his promising basketball career rather than have surgery on his knee. Known for his dazzling crossover, Chuck Bell was the captain of the Italian team that won back-to-back EuroLeague championships in the late 90s. He is survived by his wife, Dr. Crystal Stanley Bell, and his twin sons, Joshua and Jordan, who recently won their first county championship. Bell was 39. Where do we go from here? There are no coaches at funerals. No practice to get ready. No warm-up. There is no last-second shot, and we all wear its cruel midnight uniform, starless and unfriendly. I am unprepared for death. This is a game I cannot play. It has no rules, no referees. You cannot win. I listen to my father's teammates tell funny stories about love and basketball. I hear the choir's comfort songs. They almost drown out Mom's sobs. She will not look in the coffin. "That is not my husband," she says. "Dad is gone, like the end of a good song. What remains is bone and muscle and cold skin." I grab Mom's right hand. JB grabs her left. The preacher says, "A great father, son, and husband has crossed over. Amen." Outside, a long charcoal limo pulls up to the curb to take us back. If only. Starless. Adjective. With no stars. As in, if me and JB try out for JV next year, the Reggie Lewis Junior High School Wildcats will be starless. As in, last night, I felt like I was fading away as I watched the starless Portland Trailblazers get stomped by Dad's favorite team, the Lakers. As in, my father was the light of my world, and now that he's gone, each night is starless. Basketball rule number 10. A loss is inevitable, like snow in winter. True champions learn to dance through the storm. There are so many friends, neighbors, dad's teammates, and family members packed into our living room that I have to go outside just to breathe. The air is filled with laughter, John Coltrane, Jay-Z, and the smell of salmon plus scents of every pie and cake imaginable. Even Mom is smiling. "Josh, don't you hear the phone ringing?" she says. I don't. The sound of a love supreme and loud laughter drowning it out. Can you get it, please? She asks me. I answer it, a salmon sandwich crammed in my mouth. Hello, Bell Residence, I mutter. Hi, this is Alexis. Oh, hey. I'm sorry I couldn't be at the funeral. This is Josh, not JB.
I know it's you, Filthy.
JB is loud. Your phone voice always sounds like it's the break of dawn, like you're just waking up, she says playfully. I laugh for the first time in days. I just wanted to call and say how sorry I am for your loss. If there's anything my dad or I can do, please let us know. Look, Alexis, I'm sorry about... It's all good, Filthy, I gotta go. But my sister has 5 tickets to see Duke play North Carolina. Me, her, JB, and my dad are going. You wanna...
Absolutely, I say.
And thanks, right before Coach Hawkins comes my way with outstretched arms and a bear-sized hug, sending the phone crashing to the floor. On my way out the door to get some fresh air, Mom gives me a kiss and a piece of sweet potato pie with 2 scoops of vanilla soy ice cream. Where's your brother? She asks. I haven't seen JB since the funeral, but if I had to guess, I'd say he's going to see Alexis. Because if I had a girlfriend, I'd be off with her right about now. But I don't, so the next best thing we'll have to do. Free throws. It only takes me 4 mouthfuls to finish the dessert. I have to jump to get the ball. It is wedged between rim and backboard, evidence of JB trying and failing to dunk. I tap it out and dribble to the free throw line. Dad once made 50 free throws in a row. The most I ever made was 19. I grip the ball, plant my feet on the line, and shoot the first one. It goes in. I look around to see if anyone is watching. Nope. Not anymore. The next 12 shots are good. I name them each a year in my life. A year with my father. By 27, I'm making them with my eyes closed. The orange orb has wings, like there's an angel taking it to the hoop. On the 49th shot, I am only slightly aware that I am moments from 50. The only thing that really matters is that out here in the driveway, shooting free throws, I feel closer to dad. You feel better? He asks. Dad? I say. I open my eyes, and there is my brother. I thought you were... Yeah, I know, he says. I'm good. You? I ask. He nods. Good game last week, he says. That crossover was wicked. Did you see the trophy? I ask. He nods again, still protecting his words from me. Did you talk to Dad before? He told us to stay out of his closet. Then he told me to give you this. You earned it, Filthy, he says, sliding the ring on my finger. My heart leaps into my throat. Dad's championship ring. Between the bouncing and sobbing, I whisper, Why? I guess you're the man now, Filthy, JB says. And for the first time in my life, I don't want to be. I bet the dishes you missed number 50, he says, walking away.
Where's he going?
Hey, I shout. We the man. And when he turns around, I toss him the ball. He dribbles back to the top of the key, fixes his eyes on the goal. I watch the ball leave his hands like a bird, up high, skating the sky, crossing over us.
The end. You've been listening to The Crossover by Kwame Alexander, narrated by Corey Allen and directed by Rachel Pick. If you've enjoyed this book and this performance, Recorded Books recommends Game by Walter Dean Myers, narrated by J.D. Jackson. Drew Lawson knows basketball is taking him places. It has to, because his grades certainly aren't. But lately, his plan has run squarely into a pick. Coach's new offense has made another player a star, and Drew won't let anyone disrespect his game. Just as his team makes the playoffs, Drew must come up with something big to save his fading college prospects. It's all up to Drew to find out just how deep his game really is. Recorded Books offers a wide selection of bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. So look for us at your public library or on download sites online. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.